So as a young performer, what are some ways that you think we need to, with orchestras and such, that we need to do to keep classical music alive in the future?
That's a great question, and I don't think that there's any one answer, but I think that there are some things that can help. One thing that I'm a huge proponent of is making classical music concerts less, quote, classical, and getting rid of the, quote, classical, you know, rules of classical music. You know, things like, you know, no applause between movements, or you know, scowling at someone if they cough, things like that. And I think a lot of times this is kind of the way that it's moving now. So I think a lot of places are lightening up, which is wonderful. I also love talking to my audiences between, especially when I give solo concerts, kind of talking and interacting with the audiences and just, you know, making it more of a personal human experience, right? Because in the end, music is just a reflection of humanity, and it's self-expression and communication. And so I think that, you know, kind of breaking down that invisible wall between the stage and the audience is really important. And improvisation is another way that I think really connects music with composer, with performer, with audience. And I think it's something that's kind of become a lost art. And I think it's really—it's kind of the other side of the coin that is music. One side being playing something that's written, and the other side being, you know, making something on your own.